Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Zayin. Begin the Amud Aleph. Given taste of a master to begin the words of the Gemara Leinitzucha. No, it's only necessary El Karen Zavus, rather to a corner. Taste comes to explain why didn't the Gemara explain the Brisa that's coming to include the Tzidir Shasarab? That is, the Gemara said that this the Brisa says Vahakarmelis. Well, all the cases were Karmelis. Oh, it's coming to include when you have the corner by the Rosh Hashanah, although many times the Rosh Hashanah pushes their way in over there, but since it's not such a convenient area, so it's going to be considered as a karmelis. So it says Taisus, Loi Boy Lemeimer. The Gemara didn't want to say the Itzrach Litzid Rosh Hashanah, that it's necessary to say that regarding the Tzid Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be considered as a karmelis, because Mashum the Rabbi Yezer, because according to Rabbi Yezer, Rosh Hashanah, Dom, it's considered like Rosh Hashanah. And Vafil Isbu Chafufi. And as some explain it, that's even if he has protrusions, still, he considers that as a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we didn't want to say that halacha by tzid Rosh Hashanah. Or shema mesafkele. Maybe he's in doubt. Imayd li Rabbi Yezim lav. If Rabbi Yezim agrees or not, and therefore it'd be better to say the case of the brisa. It's coming to say according to everyone, to include the Karen Zavis. We're according to evidence that karmelis, in contrast to tzid Rosh Hashanah, is not so simple if it's considered as a karmelis or as a Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, according to Rabbi Leza, holds that's a Rosh Hashanah, and possibly even by Chifufi. Therefore, we didn't want to say it to include the Tzid Rosh Hashanah, rather include the Karen Zavas. Continue to say, Maslal Aval Bein Amudim, but between the beams. Taisi can explain, why is the area of Bein Amudim considered like Rosh Hashanah? That is, the Gemara brought that according to Rabbi Zeira, that the Itztava, the platforms in front of the beams, that's like a Karmelis. In other words, that there was this wide beams in Rosh Hashanah, that the merchants would sell their merchandise on these beams, and also that there was these benches in front where the merchants would sit over there. So the Gemara said, according to Reb Zeira, that specifically the Itztaba, where they would sit, that's a karmelis, because that's not easy to walk through. But between the beams, that's easier for the people to walk through. Therefore, as Taisa says, that's Kirosh Hashanah Dami. That he held actually is going to be like Kirosh Hashanah, not the other opinion of the Gemara. And that has come to tell us, and the chiddush in this is Ava Bisha Ein Bein Amud La Amud Tezayin Amud. Even though between the beams themselves, where they would hang the merchandise, there's no 16 Amud, still have Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Kivin Shebnei Rosh Hashanah Bikim. But since the people in the street, they do break through that area, and V'chutz La Bein Amud, the area beyond between the pillars, is Rochav Shisha Asar Amud, is a width of 16 Amud, which is the street right beyond that. So the area that spills in over there is like considered part and secondary to the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's going to be considered like a Rosh Hashanah. Next test of Maskel. Test begins with the words of the Gemara B'tach B'fanau, and if it sticks to and on the front of it, Chayev, one's going to be liable. Which Tosfos comes to qualify that why if the fig sticks in the airspace on the wall, it's a hanocha, it's a placement to be liable. Now, the Gemara brought that if one has a brick standing up in the Rosh Hashanah and he throws like a sticky fig, or some mud, and it splats and it sticks to the side of the brick, is going to be chayv. But if it lands on top, it's going to be pot. And the Gemara explains that because we're talking about a brick that's 3 tefachim high, which is its own area, it's not like Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara does not explain exactly why when the fig sticks in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, which it just sticks to the brick, why is that like placed in Rosh Hashanah? But it's not in a distinct area, so how is that even considered as hanach? So Rabbeinu Tam says, the imnach lamala mishleishia, because if it lands and it sticks more than 3 tvachim from the ground, yes, so there's a qualification that's not being mentioned. So shehebe for now, it has to be that on the side, meaning the side, the front, where it's sticking to, has to have, arba has to have a width on that dimension of 4x4 tvachim squared. Now therefore, what's sticking now on the face of that brick is chashiv kemunachal, it's like it's placed on there because it's sticky on it. Even though it's only in the airspace, and b'cheinod it's not. So to this, we learn in the Mishnah that says lamata miyud. If you throw it and it's beneath, if it's 10 tefachim from the ground, kizarik bar, it's like you threw it on the ground. Mukar b'yichin explains this to him by a sticky fig, by sticky dates. These things that stick, hainu tamenami. That's the same reason. The kibbutz nidvuk b'fneiakor. So since it's stuck to the wall of the wall, just like the case of the brick, shoroichiv daladah, which has a width of 4 tefachim. Although it's vertical, it's not horizontal, still chashav kemunachalav, it's like it's placed on it, and therefore it's going to be a hanach. Now, but Riva Perish, he disagrees. He says, no. Daf lamayla megimel, even if it's above 3 tvachim, lebayi shehe bifnei alevein of a kaisel dal dal. No, you don't need to have that the face of the brick, or the other case of the wall, that it should have to have an area 4x4. Because the kivin sharoya sakarka, because since it's there's no bottom, it's like we said, it's only a vertical wall, not horizontal. So this sticky fig, it sees the ground. Chashiv kumun chagabekarka, it's like it's placed on the ground. Which bakash lari. Lari is bothered by this because Dilel previously in the Avdal Medalf, the Gemara says kiparcha mesni. When the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, the pasha yadai, when the poor person stretches out his hand with the object and he puts it into the hand of the balabais in Rosh Hashanah. So the onis give me chayv because he did akira nanoch. The Gemara asks, "I but vaboy akira nanoch megabe mokum abba." I has to have picking up and placing it into an area of dal tfachim. So says Taisus, based on the Riva, look at Masnid. The Gemara could explain the Mishnah, but Machzik Hachiv it's been said that the way the person is holding the object is not that his hand is flat horizontal and they're putting it on his hand. He could hold it shiroya espnei akarka that it sees the surface of the ground and then it would be anocha. So therefore, that's a difficulty with Riva. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? And then it would have been considered as hanocha the way the Riva is saying. So Taisus says, according to the remaining Tam, the reason why it's a hanocha on the wall, in the airspace of the wall, is because the surface of the wall has, or the brick has, an area of 4x4 tefachim squared. So it's like it was placed on the wall, which is a makom dal. Now the Riva says, no, actually you don't need to have a surface of 4 tefachim squared, because since it sees the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. Which the Riva asks, and then it says, then why didn't the Gemara, when it was talking about where do we find it has to be dal, and the yad's not dal, why did the Gemara then just answer that it's talking about the balabais who takes it from the ani, that it's he's holding in a way that it sees the Pnei Aretz, and then you would have this halacha, as Riva says it, of dal dal. Continue next Taisa the Rimaskal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Ilema the Ad Asara, who the Hava Karmelis, if you would think to say that, to the contrary, that only when you have a wall of 10 tfachim high, then the ear is considered Karmelis, Vila, and if not, Le Hava Karmelis, not a Karmelis. So the Gemara continues. But Taisa comes to explain, what was the Gemara's question on Rav Sheshet? The Gemara brought that Rav Sheshet said, a Karmelis is Tefesis Ad Asara. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean it captures up until 10? If you think to say that it means, say, only if it has a wall of 10 tefachim, then it's a Karmelis. If not, it's not. Meaning less than 10 tefachim, it's not going to be a Karmelis. So Pirush Rashi explains, meaning, what are we talking about? Where would we find such a precedent? Like when you have open fields that are enclosed by a wall, that's bigger than the area of Tusa, and it was not enclosed for residential purposes. There, I would have thought to say that it's a Karmelis only if the walls are 10 tefachim. And that the Gemara asked, but Rav Gidlam Rav says the opposite, that actually the Karmelis is only up until 10 tefachim, but more than 10 tefachim, it's actually a Rishus Hayach. Now, if that's the question of the Gemara, Bakasha Lari, Lari is bothered by this. Because the harishus hayachid he, what do you mean? We know that that's a rishus hayachid. Bein leula, bein leravashi. As the Gemara has already established this previously, so we would not have had to bring this from Rav Gidl that this area is not going to be a Karmelis. Moreover, asked Taisa has to read, if that's the case, the hecha kamer, then how could the Gemara say viloy? And if not, lo have a Karmelis, wouldn't be a Karmelis. How could you say that if it wouldn't have a wall 10 tefachim, it wouldn't be a Karmelis? Vahari yamu bikein lemechitzes. Some of the other cases mentioned the brisa is the sea or open fields. We don't have walls at all, and still the brisa already said that it is a Karmelis. How could you think to say that the Karmelis would only be if it has Amar is coming to tell us only has 10 tefachim walls? So because of this, Taisa disagrees with Rashi and says, it appears to the read hachi purusha. Now this is what the Gemara is saying. What does it mean to say you would think it's only if it has walls that are 10 tefachim? It doesn't mean that you have to have walls. Obviously not, like we see by the sea. Rather, hainu means to say that aver haro lemechitzas are only if it has the airspace that's fit to have walls that are 10 tefachim. What is that coming to exclude? Lafug, it's coming to exclude bika musacheches bepaches meyural gabekundasin. It's coming to exclude open fields that are covered with a roof on poles lower down than 10 tefachim. I would have thought to say Deloy Haver Karmelis, there would not be a Karmelis keeping the Ingevayud because it doesn't have an airspace of a height of 10 tefachim that could be surrounded with walls. And therefore, I would have said Vavamakam Turi would be an exempted area. Mutul Tal Bakuli would be able to move. It's not even the rabbinically prohibited area of the Karmelis. And that's the question of Rav Gidl Bakulu. Rav Gidl says the exact opposite, to the contrary, that the airspace of the Karmelis is only up until 10 tefachim and not more than 10 tefachim. That was the Gemara's question. So Taisa said, according to Rashi, the Havimina was that Rav Sheshes was saying that up in 10 tefachim, it has to have at least a wall of 10 tefachim. Only then would it be a Karmelis. And that was Rav Gidl's question. We see from Rav Gidl the exact opposite. The Ri explains, no, the Havimina was, but what Rav Shesh was saying was, if it has an airspace that's fit to have walls, mean to say that it has a height of 10 tefachim, that would be a Karmelis. And if not, meaning if it doesn't have the airspace that's a height of 10 tefachim, like open fields that is covered with a roof on four poles that's less than 12 tefachim, no, there's no walls, but it doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim, I would have thought to say it's not a Karmelis. And that the Gemara asked from the words of Rav Gidl, that we see the exact opposite, that even the airspace is only less than 10 tefachim. When it is, only then is a karma, it's more than that, it actually would already be a rishus hayochid.